Way to go. Great show today, Melissa. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you too, James. Thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Everybody else, stick around for Morning Magazine. We got that coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas border towns are bracing for a rush of new migrants when a pandemic-era rule that limited asylum seekers expires Thursday. But there could be a replacement for Title 42. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Brownsville.
CBS News has learned the Biden administration is working to finalize a new regulation that would disqualify migrants from asylum if they fail to request protection in another country on their way to the U.S. It would bar most non-Mexican migrants from asylum if they enter the U.S. without permission.
1,500 federal troops will begin arriving at the southern border tomorrow, and Governor Abbott has called up the National Guard. An Army sergeant found guilty of murdering a Black Lives Matter protester in Texas faces up to life in prison when his sentencing hearing begins today. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Daniel Perry was convicted last month of the 2020 killing of 28-year-old Garrett Foster, who was legally carrying a rifle during a march in downtown Austin. Perry was working as a rideshare driver the night of the shooting and has said he acted in self-defense. Witnesses testified they did not see Foster raise his weapon.
President Biden meets with congressional leaders today in a bid to prevent the government from running out of money. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
The president and most Democrats say Congress needs to authorize raising the borrowing limit with no strings attached. If things don't get sorted out in the coming weeks, the president says he hasn't ruled out invoking a little-known part of the 14th Amendment that says the validity of the U.S. debt shall not be questioned regardless of how much has been authorized.
Treasuries warned of potential default June 1st. The U.S. is sending more money to help Ukraine fight the war against Russia. The Defense Department says the $1.2 billion aid package will boost the country's air defenses and provide more artillery ammunition. The search is on for two prisoners who broke out of a Philadelphia correctional facility Sunday by cutting through a fence. One is accused of being involved in four deaths. Blanche Carney is the city's commissioner of prisons.
We have protocols in place, and those protocols were not followed. So that will be part of our investigation. But the goal here now is to make sure that these two individuals are apprehended.
Officers didn't realize they escaped until the next day. He starred in a string of iconic movies and won two Academy Awards. Now Tom Hanks is trying his hand at fiction. He tells CBS Mornings his new novel is based on an industry he knows well.
You'd be amazed at how often organizations and movies will put up with the most insane behavior.
The book's called The Making of Another Major Motion Picture Masterpiece. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 73. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 9th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to Let's Talk Real Estate with J.R. Siewert, and he'll also be bringing in a friend, Carolyn Saylor. Carolyn is with Bluegrass at the Lake. Looking forward to getting a market update with J.R. and talking a little bluegrass with Carolyn. That's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, some of our favorite people are in studio with us. We have our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have President CEO Stacy Keevy with us. Stacy, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
All right, but I realize it's been a little while since we talked. Am I saying your last name right?
Keevy, yeah.
I did say it right. Mm-hmm. Pam, mark that down. I got it right. Great to have you here, Stacy. We're going to talk a little events and some things, but you brought a friend in.
I did.
And who do we have with us?
So we have Lacey Alling. She is our new office manager for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber.
Cool.
So I figured have her come in, see what the radio's like, and introduce herself.
It's a rite of passage, Lacey, that you have to put up with me for 20-some minutes before you can really completely do your job. It's the last hazing that is involved with working at the Chamber. Lacey, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time. I just want to ask a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Are you from the area?
I am from the area.
Cool.
I've been here since around 2019.
Right on. Have you done work like this before? Have you worked with a chamber before or anything like that?
I have not. This is a new position for me.
Yeah. So just kind of like jumping in the ground running, I imagine, hitting the ground running.
Absolutely.
With a job like this. Yeah. It's really something to be able to work at a place like that, I would imagine. We have so many great nonprofits in this area and so many places that are doing great work to promote our local businesses. Is that something that meant something to you? Certainly making a paycheck, but also kind of putting back in your community?
Absolutely. So I actually came from the school district before that.
Cool.
I've been working with the kids in the community, and then before that, the Boys and Girls Club. So
wow.
I kind of, moved with a couple different places from nonprofit to then the school, and then now back to a nonprofit.
I see a theme there.
Yeah.
And this is, one of those weeks where we show a lot of appreciation to people that have done that. Thank you for putting the work into those fields and helping out those places and stuff.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. How have you been enjoying things at the Chamber?
I love it. It's definitely, I like to learn things, so it's fun to kind of jump in there and then just, try to take everything in. We've been changing a lot of things, so with new phone systems, I think I was there two days when we switched that, and then now we're switching our billing and then trying to update some stuff, so it's been really fun.
They got to keep you on your toes. It's such a thing, too, when you walk into a job the first day, and like a couple days later, what you were just learning, they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's radio 101. Like, we deal with that all the time. That's interesting to hear. Now, Stacy, be honest with me. How's she doing? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We've had some changes at the Chamber. For a long time, you had some familiar faces there for decades, really, and had some changes, some growth there, some evolution, and obviously, we've talked to Kristen and Angel and many of the people over there, and they know how we feel about them. And if they need a reminder, we love you guys. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to be able to have some different sets of eyes, some people that can see things differently. While Lacey is brand new in this, Stacy, you've been you're new-ish in this position. How long you've been at the spot?
Yeah, 5 months now.
Yeah.
And really, our entire staff team is a year or newer. So it gives us a unique opportunity to really, look at everything. Why is this the way it is, and can it be changed, right, to grow, right, with the times. So like Lacey had mentioned, phone systems, need upgrading. Solaris is awesome with that.
Yes.
But then also we kind of switched our billing, just our back-end system, to make it a lot more easier for our members to pay and non-members for events. So we're now able to offer online payments right integrated in with the registration, which is really important. So
And it's not so much about bringing in new people with new ideas and all these kind of things and a lot of the traditional business kind of jargon, that you will, but any field is benefited by having a new set of eyes or another set of eyes look at something. We have a perfect example here. I did this job by myself for a while and it was cool and all, but it, you know, was kind of like just one angle in one center of things. No matter how hard I tried to cover this angle or that angle, can only do so much. You bring Seth and Melissa in here, Steph and all these things, and all of a sudden you listen to our commercial breaks, our content, it's all over the place. We cover so much more. It's not that I couldn't do the job. It's just that you need other sets of eyes. You're better having more people, more. It's one of those few times in life where more cooks in the kitchen is actually a positive thing, I think. And having that fresh set of eyes from a cook can never hurt. We understand that coming out of the last couple of years, a lot of our local businesses are hurting. A lot of local, we've lost some. So all the more importance of having a strong chamber, of having a chamber with some new perspective, maybe some different perspective and everything, while also being able to keep doing the things that got us here and the great work that they were doing beforehand and piggybacking from that.
Absolutely. Exactly that, right? There's a lot of great programs and great events that we would never think to get rid of, but there's also certain things where let's dive in deeper, especially with our businesses, right? That's the heart of the chamber, is the businesses in our community. So really learning from them, right, on what can the chamber do to help the business, right, and help our community. So really looking for those, you know, unique needs of each business. So that's really what we're focused on, with still staying with the staple events, right? We're not taking those away.
And that's a good thing. That's good for all of us. This community loves all of our signature events with the chamber. We're going to talk on those a little bit, but Lacey, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate the time and the work that you're doing with the chamber. So I very appreciate it. We have a lot of love for our clerical departments and everything around here. This station doesn't move without the heart out there, Pam Hilke. So a little bit about that. She also knows a little bit about the changing of billing and those kind of things. She's going through a lot of that right now. So we talk about signature events. Before we get ahead of ourselves, I do want to rewind for a second, if you don't mind, Stacy, and talk about Sip Shop and Support Local. How did that go?
It went really great. We had, and Lacey actually has helped us a lot with this with this event stepping in. So we had about 35 businesses participate.
Nice.
And if you participated, if you had that passport, get those in this week. We need them at the chamber because we will be drawing raffle prizes next week.
Awesome.
So really, really great event. From what we've heard, they had a lot of fun going around, shopping, right, at local businesses. That's what it's all about.
I had somebody who recognized that I'm on the air, and they immediately, they go, one second. She's going through a purse, then she pulls it out. It's just, like, I didn't know what she was going for in there or anything. I was a little like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But she just wanted to show me the passport and everything. She was so excited. People get so jacked about it. It's such a fun event.
It is.
I heard good things about it, and I also love hearing that 35, that number 35, those businesses that incorporated with that. The chamber, as you touched on, Stacy, perfectly, the chamber's job, first and foremost, helping support these businesses in our community and rising them up. It's also an added benefit for these businesses to help the chamber and rise that up a little bit, too. A rising tide raises all boats.
Absolutely.
And we're all benefited from that. So it has that, an event like this has that cool kind of win-win of it, where we're helping local businesses while also promoting the chamber and the great work that you guys are doing over there. An event like this is such a fun one, too. It's already looking forward to next year. That's going to be cool.
Right? Who doesn't like to shop?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're not gonna find a lot of people. I don't know about that.
I mean, and if you don't like shopping, then you can go to a restaurant, go to a bar, right?
Well done. Well played. I do want to talk about a little bit of the May events coming up. Now,
we're going to talk about chamber events, but the chamber does a great job of having all kind of community events on your events page. Again, encourage people to bookmark the page. I do this all the time, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's a fantastic website, has so much information on there, whether we're talking about the leadership classes that are a program that is allowed, job opportunities are on there, and of course events and local events. Like I see that Celebrate Red exhibit is opening. There is an American flag at half staff, little notes like that, yeah. As well as like blood drives and different things like that on there. But there's of course the signature events the chamber has. I see that the leadership graduation dinner is coming up.
Yes, so that's coming up on May 24th. So we have our community leadership program as well as our teen leadership program coming together to really celebrate their success, right? A job well done, being able to go through this whole program, learn about our community as well as leadership skills, and then celebrate it. And with that being said, also, just a note that we are accepting teen leadership program registration. They are available for students going into 10th grade. Becoming a sophomore, participating high schools are Lincoln, Port Edwards, Assumption, Nakusa, and Pittsville. So if anybody has a 10th grader and are listening, you know, going into 10th grade, you can either come to the chamber, pick up a registration form. Otherwise, you can go to any of those area high schools. But looking forward to getting our youth in, because they are the future. Right?
Absolutely. So. I looked that up earlier. Kids are the future. Yeah. I just found this out. It's amazing. it's so important. It's so true. I guarantee you, if my mother, she likes to listen to the show, if she's listening in her head, she's thinking, God, I wish they had that when he was in 10th grade. I really would have helped my knuckleheadism out a bit. It's a great opportunity for anybody, like the leadership program itself. We've talked about this for years and how the impact it can have on people and how much it can help a business, a community. It all ties together. Being able to help kids like before they even hit the workforce is a great opportunity, a great idea. I think most of us understand that the best leaders we've known don't tend to walk around calling themselves a leader.
Yep.
You know, you just lead. You just do the job. That's one of those things that you learn organically, though. You can't necessarily have a teacher or a professor sit down and tell you that. You learn that organically at a young age. Getting kids young into these programs can really help to that. We can't have enough leaders. We can't have enough of that. So that's a great opportunity. And I, as somebody who has 20-year-olds and everything like that, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, well, is that too old? Is that not for the kids class, of course, but for the other leadership programs.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that I don't have in my kids three leaders in there. It's more of along the lines of you can always get stronger at that.
Yeah.
You can always learn more at that. I don't think of the leadership class as just somebody like has no direction or something. Maybe that certainly applies to it and can help with that. But I think more so of people that like, that's a born leader right there. They just need a little structure, a little help.
Absolutely. And that's really what we're going to, trying to strive for is not the ones who are already the captains of the football team, mm-hmm. and think, 'cause they know how to be a leader, right?
Yeah.
But we're looking for, yes, those leaders, but maybe just need a little more confidence, mm-hmm. right? Or just a little boost, right? Because there are so many leaders within our community and so many people that can strive to be that, you know, but also understanding that you don't necessarily have to leave our community to find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're really looking for is going into these businesses, touring the businesses, and seeing, wow, we have these opportunities in our community. That's awesome. And so working with Mid-State also with this very closely, and their youth apprenticeship program, so trying to integrate that as well.
Shout out to our friends over at Mid-State.
Yeah.
Appreciate all the work that they do in our community. This is a cool event. Is this one that we need to RSVP for or anything like that?
Leadership.
Thank you. Yes. Leadership graduation. Yes.
So that is something that register for. I believe it's $35 to register, mm-hmm. and that's essentially for the food, right? So for a meal,
yeah,
you get a meal, and you get to hear all about what they've done over the course of the year. Both groups have projects that they've done, so they're going to be presenting that as well.
Cool. Not only do you get to take all that in, you get the great atmosphere of Bullseye Country Club. Never a bad time over there.
It's
You're going to enjoy
yourself.
Oh, I just love it over there. Yeah. I can have a glass of water and enjoy myself over there. It's fantastic. We encourage you to RSVP for this event, support this event, take it in, give you something to do. It covers dinner for a night, and you're going to get to support all these kids in your community.
Yeah.
And you never know about the organic conversations that will happen. We talk about it with a lot of our Coffee with the Chamber events and those kind of things. Networking, there's never a bad time to network. There's never a bad time to connect with community members and other businesses. An event like this is another opportunity for that. We are speaking with Stacey Keevy and Lacey Alling?
Alling.
Alling. It's right there in the title. Alling. It's
I
right
know.
There. We have Stacey and Lacey with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce talking about some events coming up with the Chamber. And we have the Leadership Graduation Dinner on the 24th. Then on the 31st, I see Coffee with the Chamber coming up.
Yes. So that will be held virtually. We have been bringing it back in person, but with this one, his name is Evan. Oh gosh, I think it's Umpier.
Yep.
And he works for the State Department. We'll be talking about the governor's budget and how that will affect businesses. Right. So really important, but obviously he's most. He can't come in person, so it just makes sense for this one to be virtual. But very interesting topic.
Yeah.
It is. Fully included. As long as you're a member of the chamber, you can hop on and just register so that you can be sent the Zoom link, but a very interesting topic.
Yeah. If people are not able to catch it in real time, will it be recorded for chamber members to be able to see a little bit later?
Yeah, I will be recording that.
Very cool. Yeah, and it's such a great opportunity to share information and a reputable, good source to be able to talk on these things. Get rid of a lot of the jargon in between and just give you the details, the stuff, and somebody who knows what they're talking about. Evan's a really good speaker, too, so that don't hurt. It's always nice. Is that an event? Is that free? Do you have to RSVP for that?
It's free, but it is for chamber members. Mm-hmm. It's an added benefit for our members, and they just have to register so that we can send the Zoom link.
Yes, and it's important. Make sure to do that, everybody. I apologize. I was distracted. I'm already looking at June. Like May isn't gone yet, is it? Is it gone yet? We're moving. The summer moves so fast, and when it comes to events with the chamber, there are so many that we're looking forward to. And I wanted to get to June because, of course, Lunch by the River comes back.
Oh yeah,
it's one of our favorite events in this community. We love Lunch by the River. I've been missing it for years because I usually did a show at the time that Lunch by the River was going on. But now I'm able to get there for it. And last year I went there and called in, did a live remote from there. It was fun.
Awesome.
It was just nice to get back to Lunch by the River, just the event itself. It's such a great event. One of the things that I admire about this event, too, is every year you're adding to it or you're tinkering with it a little bit here or there to make it more fun for the community or bring in new businesses or any of that. How is it looking this year right now for Lunch by the River?
Yeah, it's looking really good. Yeah. This is more Katie, Katie's wheelhouse. She is in Ireland. Shame on her.
Katie, I'm going to give her a hard time for this. She's got a job to do with this Ireland thing and everything.
Sending us pictures every day.
So jealous. I'm very jealous of her. Very jealous.
But no, she said that we have all the entertainment booked.
Yeah.
All of, sponsors are booked out. So that's really great. The one thing that we are struggling with a bit is food vendors.
Really?
So please, if anybody knows of anybody who food vendors are interested in coming and parking at Lunch by the River, that would be amazing. Just get in contact with Katie at the Chamber because we like to have a good assortment.
Yeah.
So not just like one or two. We like to have a few there each time.
We know we got a lot of great chefs, a lot of great businesses around, and you are... It is such an opportunity to be a part of Lunch by the River. You are going to be seen and interact with people that you just normally wouldn't. Like, I don't care who business, how big you are. It's just a different opportunity. You're meeting different people, and you're really getting an opportunity to go where people are. Instead of people coming to your business, it's an opportunity to do that. You're always going to get new clients when it comes to something like that. And you just never know who you might snag a lifetime person that's going to be coming to your business forever. Just from you being a part of have lunch by the river.
Yeah, I've heard people specifically come down
Same.
For those food trucks, right? Yeah. They're like, I always have to go there and get this food every Thursday. So it is. It's a really big opportunity, you know, for those food truck vendors as well.
If I'm a vendor, if I'm one of these people that would like to be a part of this, should I contact Katie? Should I just reach out to the chamber in general? Or
either or, yeah. Right? So either you can contact Katie directly or just reach out to, through our main number and you know, we can get in contact with
Since
her.
She's busy doing this whole Ireland thing.
So jealous.
It's exciting. Again, Lunch by the River kicks off on June 1st, Thursday, June 1st. So excited about that. I don't know if this is an event you have over there or not, but I see a DigiMorcon Great Lakes event, digital marketing media. Is that any of you guys? Okay. I do want to look into that, though. Gathered by the Gazebo is where I wanted to really go next, because that is coming up. That is back. We're excited about it coming back. Yeah. And it kicks off June 13th.
Yes. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we didn't just have the awesome opportunity in Wisconsin Rapids, mm-hmm. right? Like Lunch mm-hmm. by the River, but wanted to bring that to other towns as well. So Gather by the Gazebo is in Rome, right at the Rome Town Center, June 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Chatterbox mm-hmm. is coming. Mm-hmm. I love Chatterbox.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Please stop in, grab some food there. We have co-sponsor as Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and season sponsors Coldwell Banker Advantage, Visit Rome, Rome Away From Home Vacation Lodge, and Key Savings Bank, with the entertainment being Duology.
Oh, nice.
So.
Good band. Very good band. And a great event. I'm a sucker for the Rome area. I love that area. I love this event.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Such a great area. Being able to have more, having events like this, not only promote the area, get people over there maybe that don't live in that area, but it's fun too. It's such a great way. It has this, again, this thing that the Chamber does so well where they're able to support local and those things. And you don't even realize you are because you're having so much fun. You don't even realize, oh, by the way, I'm also putting back into my community. That's great. But you're too busy having fun to always notice that sometimes. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. An event like this is a big example of that.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have it back. I in the heart of summer, so much going on. We get so busy and everything. I don't mean this as in a mean way or anything. We kind of get used to these events and we not take them for granted in a mean way. Just, you know, time is going forward and stuff. When they come back, we have that new appreciation of them and that reminder of, oh yeah, this is a really fun event. I'm happy this is coming back. It's really cool that you guys are able to pull these things off too, because so many of these events take so much planning and coordinating schedules with the artists and the vendors and all these things. Again, because we've had events like Gather by the Gazebo or Lunch by the River for years and years and years, we just kind of assume they'll always be there and that they'll always be, you know, fun or interesting. It takes a lot of work to make that happen, especially to a new staff. That's just, you know, jumping into this and everything. I hope the community appreciates the work that you guys put into these things. I'll tell you, we certainly do.
Kudos to the entire team, because it is. It's jumping in feet first and just hoping that we stay afloat. And we're doing great. Everybody is just being a team player and really just diving in to make sure that these events and programs, you know, are great. So
I agree with you, and I also flip that back around right at you, and that you are doing an amazing job as well. Going to be able to do what they do if you're not doing what you do.
She is.
So we mentioned Gather by the Gazebo, Lunch by the River, and of course, June is June Dairy Breakfast Month. We've got the Cranberry Blossom Festival around the corner. Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So
how is the planning going for all that?
Yeah. It's going good.
Yeah, good, good.
Man, we have a lot of events, right? Yeah.
I
mean,
that's... I wish the audience could see your face on that. You look really excited. That's awesome.
No, it's really exciting, but wow. Like, kudos to Katie, because most of these events that we're talking about now, a lot of those are Katie. It's quite a bit, but Cranberry Blossom Fest, right? That is the staple of Wisconsin Rapids. And so we participate in four events for that weekend. A part of that is Lunch by the River, right, that Thursday, the 15th. And then we kick off on June 16th with the June Dairy Berry Breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Got to have your breakfast. So from 6 to 10 a.m., you can go to Lincoln High School. $10 for adults, $7 for kids 5 to 12, and children under 4 are free. So get your breakfast in. Our great sponsors are Cintas, Current Technologies, Enbridge, Insight, Mid-State Technical College, Our House Senior Living, Rapids Orthodontics, and U.S. Bank. So couldn't do that without them.
Yeah, it takes a whole community it to does. Make these kind of events happen. And one of our signature, if not our signature event here in Wisconsin Rapids, it takes a whole community to make this happen. And it's not just people participating in vendors and those things. We want the community to support this event. We want people out and taking it in, enjoying it. Let's show the whole state of Wisconsin, the whole Midwest, how great this event is and have some fun with it. That also includes promoting the event on social media, supporting when you're at these things, take some pictures, put them online, spread them, hashtags, all the above.
Yes.
Like, we can't have enough of that.
Absolutely.
Wanted to make sure to show not just our community members, but people outside of this community how great this community is. It's never a bad idea.
Yeah.
I just had one final question. Lacey, I wanted to talk about the Middle East and how you would solve that crisis. I'm joking. You did it. You did a great job, Lacey. You're all done. You're all done. Interview's over. Nice work. And thank you for joining us, Lacey. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And we'll talk again, I'm sure. Stacey, always good seeing you. Thank you very much for the time. Just as a note to the audience, Stacey was doing a lot of this off the top of her head. I always admire that. Like, I know you got notes over there, but a lot of this stuff you're doing off the top of your head, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, with all a brand new team, you have to pretty much learn everything real fast.
I imagine. Thanks for the time, you two. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can find out more of all the things we talked about today by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're talking real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 73. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 9th, 2023. It is 10:34 on the clock. You got your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by some of our favorite people. First off, we have J.R. Siebert with us, and Let's Talk Real Estate with Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. We do this once a month. J.R., always good to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here again, James.
Always the best dressed man in the room. Every time I'm in a room with you, I feel underdressed. You look good, sir. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Always appreciate this about what you do, too, because we get these market updates that are important for our community. And at the same time, you bring in guests from time to time that we can promote and help out local events. And one of our favorite people, Carolyn, is in with us right now. Carolyn Saylor joins us at least once a year to talk about bluegrass at the lake. It's good to see you, Carolyn. How you been?
Very good. Excited to be here. And not only am I a nonprofit person with Bluegrass at the Lake, but I also work very closely with JR. So yeah. I'm kind of like a double agent.
Yes, you are, which I like that. I like that. Great way to sell it. Nicely done. We're going to get a market update, and then we're going to put Carolyn to work, and we'll make her talk a little bluegrass. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, but which is always exciting to hear. I mean, it's a great event in our community, really an amazing cause. And each year, it seems to just get better. And new ideas, you know, are brought together by the rest of the committee that works on bluegrass at the lake. Mm-hmm. So I'll jump in with the market update. James, I just want to remind our listeners, you know, how important it is when they're considering purchasing a home or selling a property that they have sound information to make the best possible decision. And you and I have talked about this in the past. There are a lot of news programs that are out there, a lot of different sources of getting information, and even just, you know, Googling, what's the real estate market like? Mm-hmm. But what we like, and I appreciate that we've got the Let's Talk Real Estate radio show to do this on a local level, is bringing that down to what's going on here in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. Mm-hmm. It's probably the largest financial decision that most people will make in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's so critical that they have a trusted real estate advisor in having that information so that they can have a favorable outcome.
I've done a lot of homework on this over the years you and I have talked, and I want to make sure that when I'm saying something, I can back it up. And to what JR is touching on there, look at, in this area, our major news channels. 13, 9, 7. Mm-hmm. There, you got two in Marshfield, you got one a little up north. They barely cover this area. And, mm-hmm. and when they're talking real estate, when they're talking those things, they're talking Marshfield area. They're talking Wausau. They're talking mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. areas. They don't touch on the real estate area in the Wisconsin Rapids area. I've talked to reporters over there. I've talked mm-hmm. to people in those industries for a lot of reasons. And mm-hmm. it's not something that they hide. They're very honest about it and everything. And I'm not taking a shot at them. They're covering their area. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here, is covering our area.
That's correct. And that's so critical to have that kind of information for our listeners to be able to work off of.
I imagine it changes from zip code to zip code.
It does. And even as far as, you know, the town of Rome, you know, or like you mentioned, I mean, Plover, mm-hmm. Stevens Point, you know, 25 miles up the road.
Yeah.
It's even different, you know, for those markets. It's actually a significant difference.
Yeah.
So with that, we now are taking a look at 2023 through the month of April. There have been a total of 133 homes sold in the first 4 months of the year, as opposed to 144 last year. When I was in here last month, the market was actually up 2%. year over year, which was different than all of those other adjacent markets that you just brought up earlier, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point. But now this year, through the month of April, it's down by 8%. And so when we're looking at that, we have to ask the question, why? You know, is it interest rates? Is it a slower economy? Is it lack of jobs? Is it housing affordability? And you know, I could say yes, you know.
D, all the above.
Yeah, exactly. But I really believe it's more a lack of available homes than any of those things. Now, do those things play a role? Of course they do. When interest rates go up, that means that that same buyer that may qualify based on their income can purchase less home. So that does have an impact. Changes in the economy, of course, that has an impact. But for our market area, it really is the lack of availability of homes that is driving our area market. We are still seeing multiple offers on properties. And Carolyn's going to share an experience in just a little bit about that. Before we do that, we'll take a look at the average sale price. And we've been tracking this together, James, for several years. So every month in the last, I would say, 3 years, we've seen a continual increase in the average sale price. In fact, I met with a client yesterday, Carolyn and I did, and it was what I would consider to be an average home for our market area. The home was priced in that, you know, let's say $150,000 price range. And in that particular situation, we found that it's, again, a shortage of inventory. There was like nine homes that would be considered comparable homes on the market. And of those nine, five that were probably the most similar to this home, all five of them already had offers on them. And so that that I guess is, you know, one of the things that, even though the average sale price this year has come down a little bit, it's still up there. Right now, the average sale price is $177,900. A year ago, it was $183,900. So that's about a 3% variance, you know, between the two. A year ago, though, the average sale price had jumped 31% over the prior year.
So you're still talking a 27%, you know, percent better than average, you know, really, if you're, looking at the 2 years here.
Exactly. But we're still seeing
I'm terrible at math, by the way. Just terrible.
Yeah, well, you did just fine on that. So, Carolyn, how about if you share an actual real-life story from what we just saw?
Sure. So we had this very nice home in a, you know, one home, you know, family owner home, nice neighborhood, quiet neighborhood, not up and coming or anything like that, but a really solid home. And we were against another company, kind of, because, you know, buyers and sellers are all looking to compete and wanting the best information that they can get. And we were selected to be the company that listed that home, and we were just thrilled. But we got eight offers on this home. Eight offers.
Wow.
And our final sale price, once the house closed, was $15,000 above what the other company had told them they thought they could get.
Whoa.
And what's even more interesting, I think, is of those seven offers that did not win the bid on this one, two of them decided to put in a secondary offer in hopes that the offer would fall through.
Wow.
So that they could have a chance to get something.
Is that common?
It can be.
It can, Yeah.
Not always.
Not always, but
I mean, I thought that was really interesting
Yes.
that there were that many people competing for this home.
Mm-hmm. Tells you a lot. Mm-hmm. But, and we don't even, I think it's even, is it just as interesting, we don't have to even give you details about this home. Mm-hmm. We don't even have to tell you anything, just the home, this, the story of it. And the, mm-hmm. and right away, audiences, are, the members out there, the people out there listening are going to be nodding their head, mm-hmm. like, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And I know the family was that sold the home could not believe. They absolutely could not believe the interest in the home, how quickly it went, mm-hmm. the multiple offers. They're like, oh my Lord, this is crazy.
And more than once, because this was mom and dad's home, mm-hmm. more than once they said, we can't believe this is happening in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
I mean, they said that yeah. multiple times to
yes,
us.
Yes, they did.
And we were excited to be able to share with them, you know, that we have a very, very good housing market here yeah. in our Wisconsin Rapids area.
You know, because especially when we're talking about the selling of a home and somebody selling their home, we want, you know, there's factors there, and we've touched on many of those, especially over the years, JR. But the other flip side of that, of the person selling or wanting to buy the home, and the opportunities that we have nowadays for people, whether it is, you know, bank opportunities or different opportunities to get financing or all these different things, it's a new day when it comes to buying and purchasing a home. You know, there are a lot more opportunities for people, and I think there are a lot more people out there that don't realize they could be a homeowner. Mm-hmm. They may look at themselves and think, well, I'm not my parents, or I'm not so-and-so, so I could never own a home. I encourage you to look into it. Reach out to a Coldwell Banker. It can't hurt. You know, it can't hurt to find out.
We have some great programs available through the local lenders for buyers that, you know, if they've got a job and they've got, you know, reasonable credit, they can get into a home. There's some programs. One, for instance, this is only one, mm-hmm. Called the Rural Development Program. We're considered to be a rural community, and you can literally get 100% financing, 100% financing. So that's, I mean, a great alternative to renting. Mm-hmm. And right now, with the demand that there is, you know, for rental properties, because we've seen significant rent increases,
yeah.
people who maybe are on the fence, don't hesitate. Yes, interest rates are higher than they were a year ago. However, that is going to level off.
Yes.
And I just heard one of the lenders that mm-hmm. came to speak to us last week said, I'm trying to make sure I get this right, date the rate, marry the house. Did I yeah. say that right?
I think so.
Yeah. I got that.
It's a
that's
bit of a
good.
Tongue twister. You do have to be careful with
you
that
really
one,
do
though.
Got to think about that one. Yeah. Nicely done. I'm glad I didn't have to do that one. That's a good line, though. It makes a
right?
lot of sense. Huh. It's interesting.
Because you can always refinance
yeah.
the house, and there are some lenders that actually have programs in place mm-hmm. where within 2 years of closing on the house, they'll give you a credit to refinance and reduce the interest rate to where the rates are at that time.
Mm-hmm. It's worth reaching out. It's worth finding out and asking.
It is. It definitely is.
And it's worth shopping around to yes. different lenders and finding, mm-hmm. you know, options.
Great point, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Yes. So. Yeah.
And I just wanted to touch on, if I may, as a follow-up to the story, the real-life story that Carolyn shared, mm-hmm. is that that's why it's so important that you select the right, you mm-hmm. know, real estate company, the right real estate advisor, because we can be talking thousands of dollars of difference, mm-hmm. and in the market that we're in, an owner of a property can put a for sale by owner sign in their yard, and yes, they can get it sold, and yes, they can get an offer on the property. However, that doesn't mean they're going to get the best possible price out of their property by doing that.
Right.
So talk to us, find out what we can do, and then make your decision.
Yeah. Been doing this for 90 plus years. You know, I mean, it's not a bad idea to reach out to people that are good at what they do, and they've been doing this a long time in an industry that is all reputation based. Like, you don't last that long if you're not good at what you're doing.
Well, thank you for that, James.
The land sales, how is that looking?
They're down still. Last year at this time, there were 30 through the month of April. This year, there's 21. So there's definitely a difference there. So people seem to have pulled back on that, I would say, with the exception of acreage. There's still a demand for that, and that demand and the number of buyers looking for land is actually greater than the availability of those parcels. So if you happen to be a landowner and you're at a point in life where maybe you're not using it as much anymore, or the family is spread out all over the country, give us a call and we'd be able to let you know what the land is worth.
And you're talking, when you say acreage, you're talking like 5 acres plus. You're not,
yes,
or, you know, because that's what people are looking for. Mm-hmm. It's maybe not the individual subdivision lots.
Yeah.
Those, you know, difference in that is what people are looking for.
I've thought about this before, and I'm glad it kind of came up. It gives me an opportunity, because when we talk about the need for more property, the need for inventory, that's a common theme for you and I, JR, when we get together and talk about. I don't always think to as well. Are we in more need of land or houses? You know, like, are people buying land and building a new house on that land, or are people looking for just houses and that kind of thing? I'm not saying that there's a huge difference between the two or anything like that. I'm kind of, you know, threading the needle here a little bit, but I did find it interesting to see the difference of those two clients. Mm-hmm. You know, the person looking for the land and wanting to build a brand new house on that land, or the person just looking for a house.
Yep, there is a difference. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah.
I know that I could talk to you hours and hours and hours about real estate, JR. Did you want to give Carolyn some time on bluegrass,
yes,
or was there anything else you wanted to touch on there?
Just
the commercial sales?
Just wanted to touch on the commercial sales. Yeah. They're running about the same as they were last year, and they, you know, are continuing to trend in a positive direction for our local economy.
That's something I'm really glad we got a chance to touch on too, because oftentimes this subject matter can feel big, can feel so heavy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And not just wrapping up on just a good note for the sake of a good note, but an actual thing that impacts everybody. Doesn't matter if you're buying or selling a home, this affects you. This applies to you. This information is very vital to knowing your day-to-day life and what's going on in your community. One of the first conversations we had is still one of the more fascinating ones to me. We talked about where, because I don't know if you remember this, but I talked your ear off like 10 minutes after we were done on the show too, because I found it so interesting that, you know, during the Great Depression, real estate was one of the only industry that survived that stayed afloat, that was still fine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sent me on a rabbit hole after that. And it's something that you look at human history, like especially American history, we'll say. And that's something that's the case. And there's a reason for that. It's not just because people need a place to live. It is how vital real estate is to a community, especially rural communities. It's interesting.
It is, and I feel fortunate, as sure Carolyn does too, to be part of something that is such an integral part of our overall economy.
Hmm. They're talking about something that definitely puts into the economy, and it's just fun. We love it. It's bluegrass at the lake. We met a couple of years ago, Carolyn, first talking about this, and I rambled before that how much I love bluegrass, and I'm a big fan of it. But as much as I love bluegrass and I love that, this event comes from a very heartful place, and that is my favorite part of this. For those that may not know what Bluegrass at the Lake is, and I can't imagine there's many out there that do, but can we start right there, Carolyn,
sure,
of where this all began?
Starting at the beginning, sure. Mm. So, and by the way, James, this is our 6th year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So we're pretty excited.
It's already been 6.
It will be 6
wow.
this year,
impressive.
Yes. Wow. And we have grown each and every year, but you're right. When we started, it was and actually it ties into what we're raising money for this year. So our festival started on a wing and a prayer, and back in 2018, and our daughter, Brittany Saylor, had been diagnosed as a child with spinal muscular atrophy, and we had been told she wouldn't live past the age of 7, but She beat all those odds. Mm-hmm. And in 2013, which I can't believe is 10 years ago already, wow. She was very, very ill and had suffered from, well, not suffered, but had surgery and ended up with acute respiratory distress syndrome. So she was in the Madison Hospital and Milwaukee area hospital for 78 days. Didn't think wow. she would pull out.
Wow.
And in fact, the doctors at the time told us they could not understand why she lived and compared her, unbelievably or not, to Stephen Hawking and wow. said they had never had anyone with an underlying neuromuscular disease survive ARDS or the acute respiratory distress. So it put our family in a tailspin and yeah. even beyond, you know. So oh. here we are now. And what saved all of us and really brought us, kept us together as a family unit was music. My husband got involved in bluegrass. And we started going to some festivals right about that time. And we found a family. We found an interest that mm-hmm. kept us together. Now, did Brittany like bluegrass? Not necessarily, but she liked the social relationships.
You're right,
she came
right.
to our first festival. Mm. It was great. And, you know, we lost her in 2018, but that's when we became a nonprofit and mm-hmm. decided to make it a festival in her memory. And we raised money always for things that kind of tied in with her. So we did Muscular Dystrophy Association. Yeah. We've worked for the Humane Society. But this year, we're raising money for Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Program.
Yeah.
And, or known as CISM.
Yes.
Okay? CISM. And that is overseen by the Wood County Sheriff's Department. And it is a program that help support all first responders and all affiliates of first responders through Wood County, the surrounding counties, and any of the communities and areas that provide mutual aid.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does, it's a trauma support. And, you know, our trauma as a family, we wouldn't have gotten through it without support, without friends, without
right.
music, without mm-hmm. finding something. And first responders from your traditional, what you think of yeah. as police, firefighters, mm-hmm. paramedics, but it's dispatch, it's tow truck drivers, it's, you know, the med flight folks, yeah. it's, you know, the municipalities, the big city yes. ones, but it's also the volunteer groups, it's Pittsville, it's Dexterville, it's, you know, Nakusa, it's, yeah. it's all the little places. And these folks see trauma on an unbelievable level.
Mm-hmm.
We had trauma in our family, and statistically they show, or what they're saying is, the average person, like us, mm-hmm. has trauma events of 3 to 11 events in their lifetime. However, first responders see 180 to 210 in their professional career.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow.
And if you don't have a way to deal with that, mm-hmm. can you imagine how heavy that is?
Yeah.
And it takes a toll. I mean, the loss of the officer just this weekend, mm-hmm. In I believe it's St. Croix,
yes.
is another example. And it doesn't just affect that area and that community. It ripples out and affects everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a crazy thing. And these first responders, globally, as the term for all of them combined, is so important, because if these folks can't have the mental and emotional fitness to be able to be there for themselves and their own families, how can they possibly be there for us?
Yeah, it's impossible.
They can't.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at communities that are smaller and don't have tax-based municipal supports and you're just relying on volunteer groups,
yeah.
how in the heck can you have people like us who work jobs and have families and then volunteer our time
right.
to take this on? How in the world can they keep folks in those positions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you look at, then when you and I have an accident, or, you know, dad has a heart attack, or mom has a stroke, or, you know, Jimmy falls out of the tree and breaks right. his arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we get people to help us if they're not there and able to help themselves first? It's so important,
yes.
James.
Yes.
And so Bluegrass at the Lake is really proud to be raising money for that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got some really cool things. We're a 3-day festival again this year.
Yeah.
I am happy to say that this year we are no longer competing with the Grand Rapids Fireman's Picnic.
Nice.
They have moved their event to August,
cool.
which is awesome, in a conjunction with a car cruise. So
yes.
That's fabulous.
That's really working out. Yes,
and
that's
so
great.
Thursday night, we're hoping that our event will draw in the folks, because SISM, it applies to Grand Rapids firemen.
Yeah,
so this is
yeah.
a fabulous event.
It really does work out that
so
way.
So we've got Southbound playing for us
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Friday, we have our traditional Bluegrass Day. Music starts at 4 o'clock. We have a cover charge, of course. We're still at Lake Wasecha, Red Sand Beach mm-hmm. area. Okay? And this is June 8th. 9th and 10th.
Yes.
Okay. And then, but on Saturday, June 10th, we're going to have our very first Community Day event. So in the morning, these are free activities. The all first responder, we're going to have touch a truck activity down at the east end of
very
the
excited about this.
Field
yeah.
by the parking lot. We will have some vendors available at the Red Sand Beach Pavilion. We are going to have the second annual Flipping Your Griddle.
Oh, yeah.
Contest.
I remember that from
yes,
last year. Yeah,
yes,
it was
yes,
really
yes.
good last year.
It
too.
Was.
Yeah.
And so that'll happen again this
cool.
year.
Very
We're
cool.
excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, Bluegrass at the Lake, the performance area, our event will be open to the public in the morning until about 1:30 p.m. before okay. the music starts. So because the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club will be yeah. serving food,
awesome.
Beverages.
Nice.
And you'll be able to purchase our raffle tickets. So
cool.
it's all cool. And then our live music starts at 2 o'clock. That's when you'll need your wristband cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
But holy cow, it is a packed weekend this year.
Is everything covered already? You got all the sponsors you're going to get, vendors you're going to get, all that?
As far as sponsors that we can put in our posters,
sure.
yes. But oh my Lord, if people want to contribute, I've even gone so far, James, this year, as to put it in my Christmas card, my personal
nice.
Card,
smart.
To tell folks we're
She's
a nonprofit.
She is,
you're
isn't
good.
She?
You're
we're
good.
A nonprofit.
Yeah,
you know,
smart.
If you don't, if you just want to donate to us, we're happy to write you a tax
yeah, yeah.
free. I mean, Bluegrass at the Lake is a nonprofit, and we're raising funds for a nonprofit. Please feel free. Go to
yeah.
our website, bluegrassatthelake.com. Check us out on Facebook. There's a lot of good information there, but oh man, it's a wonderful event.
I genuinely believe there is nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit.
Mm.
An event like this that you and your family give and share so much with, Carolyn, I believe that is evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate
Thank
it very
absolutely.
Much. To be able to take an event like that and turning it into something beautiful, that's the human experience. That,
we're hoping.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're hoping.
You're
you
really
know, little
something.
Bits. It's little bits, and
mm-hmm.
every year we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we had an economic impact of $65,000 in the community. Last year, according to our